second skin. Although soldiers don special suits and masks to protect their skin and airways from toxic chemicals, these defenses are uncomfortable and don't provide sufficient protection against biological weapons. So the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency challenged Dan Ingber, scientific founder of Molecular Geodesics Incorporated in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to come up with an alternative. One of the problems with existing suits, says Ingber, is that they are too much like raincoats. That is, they prevent body heat from dissipating into the air. Another issue, existing suits don't allow the freedom of movement needed to perform such tasks as loading and firing weapons. To create a better material, the company is testing different structures based on an architectural principle. Since a pathogen is most likely to enter the body via the nose and mouth, the company is also devising materials for face masks that filter pathogens and allow soldiers to breathe normally. Existing masks feel like breathing through a blanket while exercising, says Ingber. The ideal material would mimic the porosity of biological cells to allow air in while selectively filtering out hazardous pathogens. The company is presently testing a prototype material.